with Lieutenant Governor-elect Micah Beckwith about to be taking office here in less than a week. One of the bills introduced was Senate Bill 202, and I wanted to ask you about this because the bill essentially, and it has been referred to the Senate Rules Committee, the bill essentially would strip you of overseeing the Department of Agriculture, making it its own executive agency. I guess, first off, just your thoughts on the bill and kind of where it came from.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a nonsense bill. I think people have kind of pointed out that it might be a slight towards me because, again, I was the grassroots pick, and sometimes the establishment, quote unquote, doesn't like what the grassroots do sometimes. And so, but I don't really think it's, I'm not really concerned with it. I don't think it's good for Hoosier farmers. I think they have the ear of the executive branch even more so this time around than they will ever have with the Department of Agriculture under the Lieutenant Governor's office, because not only will you have basically just the full attention of the Lieutenant Governor anytime farmers need help, I'm on the governor's cabinet now, so it's a smaller cabinet. You're going to have the ear of the executive branch. If you move that into what 202 is saying, you're basically going to lose agriculture into the minutia of other agencies. The governor has 30 plus agencies that he's overseeing. He's got secretaries over that. You won't have the ear of the governor as much if you make this move. So I just think it's something that Senator Bray was very, very kind. He talked to me about it. He said, hey, I just want to let you know this is coming down the pike. It's not going anywhere. He gave me his word. It's not going anywhere. I don't think it has any traction. Is it a little petty? Maybe. I don't want to read into the motives of the senators that brought that bill up. But at the same time, I think I'm in it for what's best for Hoosier farmers. And right now, the way that Mike Braun is structuring his cabinet, the way that we are structuring our lieutenant governor's office, this is going to be probably the best that Hoosier farmers have had in a long time when it comes to their ability to communicate to the executive branch, getting things done from the executive branch. And so I think it's just wait. I think you're going to see some really great things that are going to happen out of the Braun-Beckwith team. And 202, I think, is basically dead on arrival.
So you have spoken with Senator Bray about this, and you're confident this is going absolutely nowhere.
That's what he told me. Yep, he said that the other day. He said, just so you know, it's not going to move, and we're not trying to pull any power away from anybody in the executive branch. We think we got a good well-run system right now, and it can get better certainly. And listen, this isn't about me. I don't want people to think that I'm personally offended or slighted by this, because I'm not. I'm really here to serve the people of Indiana. If that makes sense for Hoosier farmers to do something like that, I'm all ears. I don't mind the conversation. I just, from what I've seen in that bill, I'm saying, listen, you're going to hurt farmers. You're going to hurt the agriculture industry because you're going to lose a voice. Your voice is going to get buried in all the other agencies that are fighting for the governor's ear. When I call up Governor Braun, he answers. When I speak on behalf of what Director Lamb and the Department of Ag is doing, people listen. And I've got a platform that I can travel the state to say, Lieutenant Governor's coming into town. Let me tell you what's going on in our agriculture world. If 202 goes through, you lose all of that. The voice of the Lieutenant Governor, the platform, the power of convening, it's all gone. And I think that's going to hurt. I think it's going to hurt Hoosier farmers. So I think that's why Senator Bray, he recognizes that. It's not, again, Senator Bray's probably not trying to pick sides. I just think he realizes this is not going to be good for Hoosier ag industry, and I agree with him on that. And so that's where we are.
Earlier, I guess it was in December before the Christmas break, there was an issue that happened with, I believe it was Westfield Schools and the FFA program. And just kind of revisiting that and how it kind of plays into this situation, is the platform there for you and how this goes about? I mean, are you going to be welcomed into schools like this? We've talked before about how you're, I'll use the term polarizing.
Sure, sure.
And I understand that that's not necessarily what you want to be. That's not necessarily what you think you should be, but I think it's still fair to say that people find you to be this way.
Sure, yeah.
And I, again, as a journalist, I just have to ask you the question, is this how it's going to be, whether it should be or not? Is there hope that this might change? Because, again, this is something that has to represent agriculture.
Yeah, so in the case of Westfield, we had at least a dozen schools when that came out public that reached out to me and said, we'd love for you to come to our schools. Like, if Westfield won't take you up on this, please fill it with our schools. Now, obviously, Westfield came back and said, oh, we made a mistake, we'll have you come back. The point of the Westfield situation was it was deeper than agriculture. There is a culture war where a very loud but very few amount of people, I mean, literally there were about 15 people in a town as big as Westfield, which is, I don't know, 60, 70,000 people, the schools, 5,000 people, right? About 15 people that don't like my politics. They didn't want me in the school, very unwelcoming. I thought, you know, the other side was supposed to be very tolerant and very welcoming and inclusive. Well, they were very unwelcoming, they were very intolerant and very exclusive when it came to me. And when you ask why, they said, well, because we hate him. We hate his politics, we hate everything about him. It's like, I'm coming in to talk about agriculture to your students. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, anything on abortion. We're not bringing up these socially hot topics, right? It's just, how can we make students engage in a way that's awesome for the state of Indiana in the world of agriculture. But why I had to respond the way that I did was to basically, a shot across the bow to say conservatives in every industry have been pushed out. I mean, I think that's a fact. I think we can all agree that if you're a conservative for the last 4 years, you've been being pushed out. You've been, whether it's the fact checkers on social media, whether it's the DEI offices in corporate America, conservative voice is being silenced. What I will do is represent an honest voice. I'll represent a true agriculture passionate champion, the voice of a champion. And I know when to kind of be that lightning rod. But that wasn't the place for it. And yet Westfield turned it into that by what they did. And so what I was doing was actually trying to say, hey, we don't need politics in this arena. Democrats and Republicans can come together. They brought the politics in. And by the way, I was invited to Westfield right after the election. It wasn't like I reached out to them. They invited me right after the election, a day before they called and they lied to me. They said, there's a scheduling conflict. And I was like, that doesn't seem right. So I called the teacher and I said, was it really a scheduling conflict? Because if it was, I'm okay with that. And he said, Mr. Beckwith, you're a smart guy. You can probably figure out why I was asked to cancel. I'm just trying to keep my job. That's exactly what he said as a teacher. That should be concerning to parents on both sides of the aisle. Here's a guy, great teacher in the ag world, doing great things, wants to bring his students into a room with the future lieutenant governor, future secretary of agriculture, and because politics got into Westfield, that was almost shot for those students. Now, I fought. Westfield, you know, relented, and they opened up the doors, and it was a great event, and the students were very good. I loved hearing the presentations. I got to talk to them afterwards, and they were excited. Many of them came up and, you know, asked to, you know, bend my ear on things, and they wanted to take pictures. And so it was just a fantastic event, and there was no politics, right? And it's fascinating how that can happen, right? And so I think the Westfield thing was a good reminder to people who want to try to bring politics into that world. I'm not going to allow it. And if you try to do this, I will fight you on it. And I think we won, and I think it's going to be great for schools all over the state. I think it's going to be good for the FFA program. And so, yeah, that's probably a little bit longer of an explanation, but that was the whole Westfield situation.
That was the point of the question of that. You know, we don't necessarily need the politics in all of this because agriculture doesn't need to necessarily be political. Yeah. It just needs a platform.
That's right.
That's kind of what I think farmers want. They don't necessarily want a spotlight all the time. They just want to make sure that they're heard.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm going to bring them. That's what I'm. And I've heard from farmers and the ag world, you know, for the last year and a half. And even today, coming out of this conference, I've had multiple people just come up to me, shake my hand, and say, "Hey, you are so inspiring. Thank you for the voice you're bringing to agriculture." So I think it's a very small minority that say, "Oh, Mike is going to be bad for, you know, the platform," or that, no, I think it's going to be the opposite way. I think as people get to know me, they see that. And it's just, you know, we're an agent of change, right? What I did was different. And change is usually, you know, not welcomed at first, but I think we're going to prove, and we should have to prove, it's not, don't trust me blindly. We should have to prove why this is good for Hoosier farmers and the agriculture world. And we're going to do that. And I think 4 years from now, people will say, man, that was so good how that turned out for us and our family. So
Mike Beck with Lieutenant Governor on Monday.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Thanks for all you're doing, and please let me know if there's anything I can do to help.